USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California has surpassed 2 million COVID-19 cases Thursday morning. While it took California over 9 months for 1 million people to test positive for the virus, state health officials have confirmed 1 million new cases in just 6 weeks. A provincial court in Pakistan on Thursday ordered the release of a British-born Pakistani man charged in the 2002 murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl. The High Court's release overturns a decision by Pakistani top court officials that Ameed Omar Saeed Sheikh, the key suspect in Pearl's slaying, remain in custody while Pearl's family appealed the decision. NORAD is tracking the Jolly Fellow this morning. Santa Claus has been spotted near New Zealand. You can track it from home yourself by going to NORADSanta.org. A phone line is also available. You can call 877-HI-NORAD. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump has been busy with pardons. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons included longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019... the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeannie Rhee, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Leslie West, the guitarist who created the hard rock anthem Mississippi Queen with his band Mountain, died Wednesday morning. He was 75. The cause of death was cardiac arrest. On Monday, West was rushed to a hospital near his home in Daytona, Florida, where he never regained consciousness. As holiday plans begin, so is the expected rise in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and the hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Football League has a weekend full of games starting Friday afternoon as the Vikings head down to the Big Easy and play the Saints, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.